Pharisees take over from the Sadducees in questioning Jesus. It's like tag team wrestling. They ask Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" Jesus links Deuteronomy 6:5 to love God and Leviticus 19:18 to love one's neighbors. What was new was not the content of Jesus' teaching on this subject, but the redefinition of what the love of God was, how it manifested itself, and who a person's neighbor is. In this explanation of a person's horizons of obligation, as well as in the mode of life that accompanied and exemplified his teachings, lay the revolutionary new element of Jesus' ministry. Let us hear the word of God from Matthew 22, 34 to 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert on the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Here ends the reading of the Holy Word.
Thanks be to God. Goldman. the richest man in town, in the middle of his plea, a slab of plaster fell down from the ceiling and struck the rich man on the shoulder. He quickly jumped up to his feet and shouted, "Pastor, I will double my pledge." Then he sat down. Just as a larger chunk of plaster fell and hit him on the head, forcing him again to stand up and holler, "Pastor, I will give $50,000. And this prompted Deacon Phillips to then shout out, "Hit him again, Lord! Hit him again!" Now, I tell that joke for many reasons. One, as the deacons well know, while we do not really have plaster falling down from our ceiling, we do have paint falling. But most importantly, the humor reminds us that during this stewardship season, we are called to reflect upon and discern in our hearts the degree to which we are committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the ministry of this local church in Brattleboro, as it demonstrates every day that gospel in our community and in our world. In 2 weeks' time, on November 22nd, I believe, our discernment will culminate on Thanksgiving or Pledge Sunday, and we will offer that which we are able to support the ministries of this church and perhaps repair the painting in the ceiling. For the interpretation of the scripture reading, I considered dazzling you this morning with erudite theological insights that, of course, only I could bestow. Remember the 3 years of fides qua erens intellectum, or faith-seeking understanding, that I spoke to you about last week. But to be honest, this morning's scripture does not really require much interpretation. Jesus' teaching is quite self-explanatory. You see, the priests, lawyers, and scribes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wished to twist Jesus in knots, to try to trip him up with the law, cause Jesus to perhaps get lost in nuance and misspeak through pedantic legalese. But Jesus did not fall for it. And neither will I. Neither will we. They asked Jesus, "Which is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus answered, "Love God with all your soul and with all your mind." Here, as Joy rightfully mentioned, Jesus referenced Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Jesus then continued, "And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." Here, Jesus referenced Leviticus chapter 19. The only thing that I will say about this scripture is that Jesus' answer to love God was not a surprise. Perhaps that which was more problematic was the second commandment, through which Jesus taught how to implement the first and most important, and that is to love your neighbor. Just for a moment, think of loving God as the what, and the loving your neighbor as the how. You see, Jesus spoke of the practical means by which we demonstrate our love for God. The writer of the first book of John clearly comprehended the weight of Jesus' message when he wrote, quote, "Beloved, let us love one another." And that's where we take the title of our series, our stewardship series this month. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. For the next 3 weeks, including this one, we will remind ourselves of the three great loves as we encourage one another to give financially to the ministry of this church. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. I firmly believe that the most effective demonstration of my love for God is my tithing to Center Congregational Church. I do it every second Friday, electronically, after I'm paid by all of you. This church, and I mean this church, Center Congregational Church, is the best means by which I know how to love my neighbor. Let me give you three examples. This Friday afternoon, just 3 days ago, I received a cold call from an elderly woman in our community. She explained to me that she had no family and that she was isolated due to COVID. She told me that she struggled with depression and with loneliness. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. She just called a church and hoped someone would answer the phone. She requested that I direct her to another person in the church, preferably a woman who understood depression and who could just reach out to her and talk to her. And I was on it as soon as I hung up the phone. And I wrote to who I thought was the perfect person in our church for this task. And she immediately responded back to me and said that she would reach out to this woman. Friends, that is loving our neighbor. Example number two. Our church, through your giving and through my representation on the Help Fund Board, works, just as Margot said, with social workers throughout Brattleboro and provides, in my opinion, the best, the most strategic, and the most accountable assistance to those in our community, and particularly that single women with children, who I have a very, very, very strong passion for, and thus assists them to acquire safe, affordable housing, or to repair the car, or to pay the electricity, or to pay a medical bill. That is loving our neighbor. Third, our church hosts and subsidizes with other churches, particularly our faithful friends at St. Michael's Episcopal Church, Loaves and Fishes and Carry Me Home. These two ministries put food on the table and clothes on the bodies of neighbors in our own community and on the other side of the earth. So may God bless Center Congregational Church for supporting these valuable ministries with both time and treasure. Without your tithe, forecasted by the pledge you will make in 2 weeks' time, there would be no staff at the other end of the phone. There would be no contribution to the help fund. There would be no scholarships to our sister church in El Salvador. And there would be no kitchen or electricity for Loaves and Fishes. Friends, I urge you for the next 2 weeks to sit or kneel, pray, and plan your annual giving to the ministries of this church. It is through our tithes and offerings that we love our neighbor, and therefore they are how we love our God. This is the word of God, and it was delivered to all of you in this sanctuary and at home, the people of God. And the people of God responded, Amen.